Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Gai Gaura Madhur Sare, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sings these sweet names of the Maha Mantra. And as I'm still lying down here every day, I hear the blissful kirtans here at ISKCON Salem every day. Mangalarti, especially Mangalarti, Guru Puja, and Sandhya Arati. Every kirtan, it's ecstatic every time. Lively. I can't join directly, but I know from before I was in this lie down. I'm not just in a lockdown, I'm in a lie down. Before I had to start this lie down, I would join those kirtan. There's devotees dancing, jumping. Simple tunes, only mridanga, kartal, sometimes this jaja, that what they call in English the wampas, and the gunta, the gong. No harmonium. Srila Prabhupada did say that we should not use harmonium in the temple room. So we use for here at ISKCON Salem for outside preaching programs, we may use it, but it's not a very well-known instruction of Srila Prabhupada, and not a very popular one, I would guess, and not one that many devotees would want to follow, probably, even if they knew it. But Srila Prabhupada did say that, and that is the standard in pretty much all the branches of the Gaudiya Math, except those which may nowadays be more influenced by ISKCON. That comes from Thakur Bhaktivinod, who didn't like harmonium. Western instrument, and musically it messes up the, if one's expert in performing kirtan, then, well, what can I say? I mean, we have our Anup Jalotas in North Indian style. They use harmonium, but anyway, it's not traditional. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, of course, very much emphasized on keeping kirtan simple, not getting too much into the expertise, the musical aspects. And Srila Prabhupada, he, although himself an expert mridanga player, he generally liked to keep kirtan simple, although he did like Bengali kirtan performed by the Gurukul boys in Mayapur. He appreciated that and liked that Bengali style, so he wasn't against it. Anyway, I'm lying down here hearing these kirtans, very much wanting to be able to join them again, but I have to lie down for the time being, and gradually this back, I'll get my back back. Naturally, I have lots of time lying here, so I have time to reminisce. Generally, all the people look back at their lives, and I remember so many kirtans I was involved in, or witnessed, or not involved in. Naturally, for the members of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, which follows the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sankirtan Pravartak Sri Krishna Chaitanya Sankirtan Jagge Tare Bhaje Shai Dhanna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the inaugurator of the Sankirtan movement, and one who worships him by Sankirtan is glorious, is blessed. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Eva Kevalam, Kalau Nas, Jeva Nas, Jeva Nas, Jeva Gatir Anyata. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught in this age of Kali, there is no other way, no other way, no other way than chanting the holy names of Hari, chanting the names of Hari, chanting the names of Hari. So, kirtan is, as I wrote in an essay I wrote on kirtan standards, kirtan is not part of our movement. Practically, it is our movement. So this whole moment is meant for kirtan, glorifying Krishna. So I'm just remembering some of the more memorable kirtans, or the ones that are in my memory up to the present time. Subliminally, so many may be there, but some of them I remember. The first kirtan I witnessed was the first time I came to the temple of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, Bhaktivedanta Manor, just outside London, in England. That was Easter Sunday, I think it was, in 1975. And I saw devotees in the temple having what I now understand was a blissful kirtan. But I didn't join it, and I just looked in, and no one suggested that I go in further and find out more. I was just looking around, seeing what's going on. The kirtan in particular didn't stand out in my mind, although it was the first time I'd seen it, or probably the first time I'd heard about it. I'd heard something about the Hare Krishnas, the chanting and this and that, but I didn't really know much about it. And in the faith tradition that I'm from, the Catholic Church, sometimes in the school in the mornings we'd sing hymns and this and that, but I wasn't much into it. And as far as I know, it's the Protestants, especially the Baptists from Wales, they really get into a lot of choir singing, but that wasn't so much, at least in the Catholic churches I went to. So that was really something new for me, but that didn't stick out. When I think of when I first went to the temple, what sticks out in my mind was the devotees and how happy they were. The first impression that really struck me was the beautiful smell of the incense. It permeated the whole building from when I entered. And then the beautiful pictures of Krishna on the walls, and how the devotees and how happy they are, and the prasadam, even though I only got on that day a tiny little bit of Mahaprasadam, but it really struck my taste buds. So that's what I remember. I remember the kirtan also, and within a short time I was also joining the kirtans in Bhaktivedanta Manor. Especially memorable every day after Guru Puja, the devotees would have an extended, they still do it up to the present time, extended kirtan with all the devotees. They'd get into it. There's mostly grihasthas there at the time. The brahmacharis were mostly either out on traveling for, actually at the time it was record distribution, not book distribution. That's another whole history. Or they were in the Berry Place Temple in central London. So mostly households, a small group, but it was dancing, happy kirtan every day. Especially I remember the good kirtan leaders were Hare Krishna Prabhu from Holland, Partha Prabhu, Bhaja Hari, the temple president. Hansa Duda was our GBC, and he's famous for kirtan, but I just don't remember any. I just don't remember him in kirtan. If I look back now, it seems his mind was preoccupied. He was shortly after that he left to go to India. One particularly memorable kirtan I remember. It must have been the same year, 75. Nrsimha Chaturdashi. That was led by Vichachavirya, who had become the temple president. Maybe it was 76. I don't know. I can't remember. Nrsimha Chaturdashi kirtan, where all the devotees were back from traveling, and there was a big crowd. He was leading kirtan. He was just getting more and more ecstatic. Then he just slipped and fell over. And he didn't stop. He just went on leading kirtan, lying on the floor. And he just became more and more ecstatic like that. So, Berry Place kirtans. The central London, the temple's room was so small, and it was only up and down. There wasn't much scope for dancing backwards and forwards. There was only dancing up and down. One time in particular, I remember, for some reason or other, I was out on book distribution in London. That's what we did. We'd go out all day. And for some reason or other, I came back in mid-morning. Must have been about 10:30, 11 o'clock, something like that. Hardly anyone in the temple at that time. The Matajis would stay back, the dedicated pujaris for Sri Sri Radha Ladanishwar. So I remember one time I came back and I went to offer obeisance to the deities, and I just opened the door and I saw, well, there's a little glass, like a porthole, so I could see, but you can't hear so much because I could see inside, but the thick doors for soundproofing. So I saw inside there was Prabhu Vishnu, that was before he'd taken sannyas, and Vichitravirya, and Pushtakrishna Swami. And there were just three of them, big men. Big men means in high position, very much respected. And they, just three of them in the temple, they're having this blissful kirtan. There's just one memory from Berry Place. Later, I was... wait a minute. More from London here. Oh, yeah. Another blissful kirtan leader, Bhumadev, yeah. His kirtan's great. Haven't seen or heard of him for a long time. Central London kirtans... Or from the manor, sometimes we'd go out in the north, the suburbs of North London on Harinam Sankirtan. Central London, we'd go out from Berry Place, especially from Central London. We would always have to be on the lookout for the police, who are, there seemed to be their main pleasure in life was catching the Hare Krishna devotees and arresting them when they were doing what they're supposed to be doing, which is chanting Hare Krishna in central London. One time we just came out of the temple and immediately this, what do they call it, Black Mariah, these black police vans, Ford Transit, pulled up and threw in as many people, we hadn't even started, threw in as many people as they could before everyone just ran away. Those were different times. One time in one suburb of North London, it had been a feast day the day before, and I had cooked, what do they call that? Maha Brinjal. It's a preparation with a lot of, it's basically brinjal, eggplant, tomato, or tomato as I used to call it when I was in England, some spices and lots of ghee. And I really put a lot of ghee in it. So we were out the next day on Harinam and our voices were just, they were hardly there. And Bhajahari Prabhu got on my case. I mostly remember him getting on my case. I must have deserved it. He got on my case. It's because too much ghee yesterday. He put too much ghee in the Maha Brinjal. I don't think anyone complained when they were honoring it. Fast forward to Calcutta. These are my memories, and of course everyone has so many memories, but Calcutta, one time I was in the temple, I must have been out coming back from traveling Sankirtan. I was a party leader, and Prabhu Vishnu, still before he took sannyas, said to me that you should lead kirtans. I didn't have the habit of leading kirtans. He told me, you should lead kirtans. You should, come on, you're a leader now. You should get into it, he told me. So I did. I started leading kirtans. And especially, I remember that I was, one time I stopped the traveling sangha. I was staying in Calcutta, Calcutta temple. And those kirtans, every evening, the fantastic Sandhya Arati kirtans. The acoustics are just right for kirtan there in that temple. And Radha Govinda, so beautiful. And one evening I would lead the kirtan, one evening Vamadev Prabhu, this huge devotee from Trinidad, black-bodied, and a huge, gentle soul, this huge stomach with the mridanga resting on his stomach, and he would be playing the mridanga. And there was an Oriya milkman. He came to deliver the milk every evening. He would join in the kirtan also. So they'd be dancing round and round the Vamadev and this Oriya milkman. They'd be dancing, facing each other and dancing round and round. So one evening I would sing, one evening Vamadev, one evening Satvik Prabhu, and one evening Madhu Sevita. So it was like that. We had a roster. One of us would lead, 1, 2, 3, 4, and then again 1, 2, 3, 4. And those kirtans were just really, really ecstatic. Then I went to stay in Bangladesh, and that was a whole new dimension of kirtan culture. We'd go in the villages and people would welcome us with kirtans, and sometimes they'd just be complete, the whole village would go wild in kirtan, and we'd just go into places and people would be chanting. They didn't know we were coming or anything, they'd just be chanting in the evening. That's what they did after dark. There's nothing, what are you going to do? It's after dark, there's no electricity, there's no radio, there's kirtan, and people would do that. A specific experience I remember in Bangladesh was in a place called Chatak, I can't remember, near to Shillet, northeast Bangladesh. And I was quite new in Bangladesh at the time. And some kirtan was going on, and there was a little boy, maybe about 5 years old, and he was playing kartals in a complicated rhythm. He was just sitting there, just like nothing, just actually looking a little bored or something, but playing kartals in such a fantastic way, which I never heard before. Nowadays, it's common in ISKCON, but at that time, there was only one beat known, 1, 2, 3. Well, the devotees didn't even know 1, 2. 1, 2, they didn't even know that, what to speak of more complex beats. So that struck me, what a kirtan culture. I was amazed, I'd never seen such a thing. And so kirtan culture throughout Bengal, Orissa, often experience very different style of kirtan, very beautiful. Manipur, they have another style of kirtan, another type of mridanga altogether. These are all Gauriya kirtans, or following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One thing, though, in Bangladesh is that not everyone always chanted the Hare Krishna mantra. Everyone knows that the Hare Krishna Maha mantra is the Maha mantra, but still there are some bogus kirtans introduced. I remember one time there's the famous Rath Yatra at Dumrai, near to Dhaka, the capital city. So I went there once. And there was a kirtan group playing mridanga, jumping in the air, chanting, dancing, in full ecstasy. But they were chanting Jai Jagat Bandhu Maha Udharan. I can't remember the rest of the so-called mantra. It's just praising some bogus avatar. So that they weren't chanting the Maha mantra. So that impressed on me that all that glitters is not gold. All that appears to be ecstatic is not necessarily pure devotion, because this was praise of a bogus avatar. So that's not actual ecstasy on the transcendental platform. That's actually offensive to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. His followers claim him to be, anyway, I won't get into it, but they claim him to be an avatar, the next avatar of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So I'm very fortunate. I've been so many Harinams in my life, so many Rath Yatras. I could go on and on and on. One time in Los Angeles, I just lost my sobriety, and I just went just wild. And afterwards, I wonder what the public thought. Just dancing completely, madly. I was years and years ago, I was writing, I think that was the first book I ever wrote in English, because before that I did in Bengali, was Brahmacharya and Krishna Consciousness. It was maybe, 30 years ago now. So I was staying in a life member's house in Muzaffarpur, which is in Bihar. And I needed to get away from the temple so I could just concentrate on writing this book, because we're in the temples always getting distracted by different things. So one devotee arranged that I could stay I had a room in a life member's house in Muzaffarpur, which is quite a big city in Bihar. I believe it's still in Bihar, and because they bifurcated the state. So I would sing every morning. I was just by myself. I'd sing every morning Mangalarti Kirtan. Then I thought, well, I can do it in the room. I can go outside also. So I'd go out early every morning before light, and it was the winter, so it was cold, and people weren't moving around. So I just go out in the streets for half an hour and sing the whole Mangalarti Kirtan. No one around. No one complained. I was waking them up. I did this for some time in a row. So you can do Harinam Sankirtan by yourself also, if there's no one else around. One regret in my life is not doing more singing kirtan. I've done a lot of writing kirtan. I've done a lot of activities, preaching, speaking, managing, organizing, which support the kirtan. One reason I haven't done so much is because I have been busy with other services, and my main kirtan these days is by writing. But another reason is that for many, many years I had a severe voice problem. I often lost my voice. I couldn't sing loudly. Still, my voice it's come back, but it's still not as loud as it used to be in my youth. So I have to take it care, even not leading the kirtan, but even following kirtan after a short time, or even just speaking, I'd lose my voice, or it would become very faint. So by Krishna's grace, by the grace of Tulsi Devi, that's much improved now. My aspiration is, if in this life maybe I'll get more opportunity, but my aspiration is in the next life, or maybe after millions of lifetimes, to join Srila Prabhupada in his service in the Sankirtan party of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to see that Premer dhala dhala shonara anga charani nupura bhaje. Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his golden body is as if shimmering in the kirtan, is ecstatically quivering, and on the foot bells, as he's dancing, the foot bells sound. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in his spiritual vision, has seen he's describing his vision of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's kirtans in many of his songs. I'll just go through a couple of them to describe that. One is, here we go. In one song he describes that this is to be sung in Sankirtan, but the type is so small. Sri Dham Parikramai Vaishnav Shakal Ashile. Okay, so this is a kirtan. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says this should be when the devotees arrive for parikrama of the Dham, Navadvip Dhamma Parikrama. This song is to be sung. Hari Bole Mode Gorello. Chaitanya, because he's describing how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has arrived. singing the holy names. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is describing, Elo re Gauranga chan preme elo telo. He has arrived that Gaurachan, the golden moon of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, with his cloth is all disheveled, his hair is disheveled, everything, because he's just in madness of bliss, of love of Krishna in Harinam Sankirtan. And also, Nitaya Advaita Shange, Godrume Parshilo. So Nitai and Advaita, they also came with him, entering into Godrum, one of the islands of Srinavarip Dham. Shankitana Roshe Mete Nam Bilailo, being mad, intoxicated with the mellows of Sankirtan. In this way, they're distributing the holy name. What do we got here? Nam Bilailo. Name Hate Elo Preme Jagat Bhashailo. Entering the Namahata, the marketplace of the holy name. They've come and with... They're soaking the whole universe. They're drowning the whole universe in prem, love of Krishna. Godrum Bashira Aj, Dukaduri Gela. The inhabitants, the distress of the inhabitants of Godrum has today gone far away due to this. Bhaktavrinda Shange Ashi. Hat Jagailo. So they woke up the marketplace with all the devotees. Coming with all the devotees, they woke up the whole marketplace. Nadia Brumite Gaura Elo Name Hate. So wandering around all of Nadia, Gaura, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, has come to the, entered the Namahata. Gaur elo hate, Shonge Nitai elo hate. Gaura has come, and Nitai also has come to the Namahata. Nache matu ara Nitai, Godrume mate. Mad, insane, Nityananda, he's dancing like a madman in the fields of Godrum, the open spaces of Godrum. Jagat Matai Nitai Preme Malashate. So Nityananda, he's like a wrestler. He's dancing like making the motions of a wrestler, slapping his arms and showing himself combatively. In love, he's doing that, making the whole world mad in this way. Advaitadi bhaktavrinda nache gate gate. With all the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda, Advaita, all the devotees, they're dancing from ghat to ghat. The ghat means the places on the bank of the. In Godrum, it'll be the Jalangi, the Suraduni. No, not the Suraduni, Saraswati. On the banks of the river, the landing places or the bathing places. Landing places for boats. Then what's next? Palai Durantakali Pariya Bibrate. So Kali, the personality of Kali, there was this wrestler Nityananda and the loud uproarious Kirtan, has this very dangerous Kali has run far away, becoming confused and bewildered and afraid. Pariya Bibrati. Then Kish Shuke Bashilo Jeev Gora Chandaya Nati. What kind of happiness has drowned all the living beings by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dancing? Dekhiya Shunya Parshandya Bukhafati. Seeing this and hearing this, all the rascal demons' heart has broken. They're literally, their chest has cracked open. Okay, with a little help from modern technology, we'll continue. The type in that book's a little small, and when I lie down and speak like this, then water gets in my eyes. Okay, this is another song from Bhaktivinoda Thakur. You may think, well, what's this? You're talking about joining Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's kirtan. It's like a dwarf trying to catch the moon, as the saying goes. How is it possible? Well, he came to perform kirtan to invite us to join with him. Still, we're very fallen. How is it going to be possible? By the mercy of Gurudev. And in this regard, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has another song, as you might have noticed. Okay, so how we can get Gurudev's mercy, and what will be the result of that, and how we will see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan party. This Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains in another of his songs, Gurudev, Kabe Taba Karuna Prakashe. Gurudev, when your mercy is manifested, when will that happen? And then what's going to be the result of that? Sri Gauranga, oh, wait a minute, there's a bit more. Sri Gauranga Lila Hoi Nitta Tata Ejura Bishasi. Then by your mercy, I will have full, strong faith that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes are real, eternal. And then what's the next step of Gurudev's mercy? Hari Hari Boli Godru Makanane Brahmibo Darshana Arshe. Then chanting the holy names Hari Hari, wandering in the forests of Godrum, wanting to see that Gauranga Leela, yearning for that. And then what happens? Nitai Gauranga Adaita Srivash Gadadhara Panchajan, these five persons. Krishna Nama Roshe Bhashabe Jagat Kari Mahashankirtan. So this is the desire of Bhaktivinoda, to see these five persons in the bliss, the ecstasy of chanting the holy names, drowning the whole universe and performing their Maha Sankirtan, their great Sankirtan. Nartana Bilash, their pastimes of chanting. Mridanga Badana, the sound of the Mridanga playing. Shunibo Aponakane, I will see this, I will hear it with my own very ears. Dekhiya Dekhiya, seeing that. Ah, Shailila Madhuri, the bliss, the sweetness of those pastimes. Bashibo Premera Bane, I will float and drown in an ocean, in a flood of love of Krishna. Nadeki Abba, then boom, vanished. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, when will I see it? We can understand he's seeing it. Nadeki Abba Shailila Ratan, the jewel of those, that pastime. Kandi Hagoranga Bali, I will call out, crying, plaintively crying, Ha Gauranga, Ha Gauranga, Ha Gauranga. And then what will happen? Amare Bishai Pagala Balia Ongete Debek Aduli. Then the materialistic people, considering me completely mad, let them throw dust and dirt on me. So this is Bhaktivinoda Thakur's aspiration. But how by the grace of Gurudev, can see, hear, join and enter the kirtan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the great bliss of having materialistic people call you a fool and a madman and totally reject you and insult you. That will be the bliss that the most respectable magistrate, Kedarnatha Datta, otherwise known as Satyarananda Premalanka Bhaktivinod, the bliss that he desired. And by giving us these songs, by giving us Gaukishwar Das Babaji Maharaj, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, our own Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, he's awakened in a desire in us to also join that kirtan. But we don't have to wait. We can join the kirtan right now. We don't have to wait till the next life. There are so many as we speak all these things, any by the grace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu manifested through the whole parampara, particularly through His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, at any time of the day or night, right now, there's somewhere in the world, kirtan is going on. Just like Krishna's pastimes, they're going on in some universe. So in the same way, in some part of the world, kirtan is going on right now. And anyone can get into kirtan right now. my advice, as long as you're young, yavat jivet sukham jivet, that is the advice of the atheist Charvaka, but we can also apply it to Krishna consciousness. As long as you live, live happily. Live happily by how? By Kevala Ananda Kanda, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda, Paramakaruna Pondujana, Nitai Gora Chandra, Shabha Avatar, Sarishiro Mani, Kevala Ananda Kanda, the most merciful incarnate avatars, the essence of all avatars, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda, they've given a path which is simply blissful, which is based on chanting Hare Krishna, chanting the holy names. But Bishaya Charya Shri Roshe Mojiya, we can actually relish that bliss if we give up desires for sense gratification. But anywhere, anytime, any situation, kayate, shute, jata, tota, nam, aloi, desha, kala, niyam, nahi, sarva, shiddhi, hoi. Whether we're eating, whether we're lying down, in any situation, we can chant the holy names of Krishna and attain full perfection. So everyone can get into it. Generally, devotees, they're very eager to join kirtan, melas, the feelings, the bliss of the holy name, so many devotees chanting together. But you can have a kirtan mela in your home right now with your family. You can do it anytime. You put your energy and your life and your feelings into it. You can have a kirtan mela every day. Hare Nama Eva Kevalam. Of course, Hare Nama Eva Kevalam, the holy name is the only way, but there's a whole process. There may be some kind of misunderstanding floating around in our movement. It's definitely strong in Bengal, in my experience, that, well, you just chant Hare Krishna, you don't have to do anything else. No, you have to follow rules and regulations. We also have to hear the glories of Krishna, Nityang Bhagavata Sevaya, we have to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. It's part of a whole package of which kirtan is central, but it is a whole package which we have to do. Everybody say, well, how can I just do it? It's not the same, it's just two or three of us at home, family. It's much more blissful when there are more devotees. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan is defined Bahubir Militva Yat Kirtanam Itis Sankirtanam. When many, I'm not sure if that's the right Sanskrit, but anyway, when many come together and perform kirtan, that's called Sankirtan. But in any situation, if we put our energy, our life, our heart into it, then Krishna will reciprocate. Many years ago, I attended a leaders' meeting of devotees in various parts of that area in which I was serving at the time. That was in Calcutta. I was in Bangladesh. It was just in the beginning days, and we didn't have so many devotees coming. Although later, I should get back to that later in Bangladesh. Oh yeah, I should mention that. How did I forget it? Dhaka, capital of Bangladesh. We had this little rented house, definitely wasn't meant for big kirtan gatherings. And every evening we'd have these fantastic, just uproarious kirtans. We used to close the window. It was hot and like anything. As you know, it's India, Bangladesh, most of the year it's hot like anything. And when you start jumping up and down and chanting, and then you're definitely going to get more hot. So we used to close the windows because, after all, it is a Muslim-dominated country and we didn't want to unnecessarily agitate the neighbors. So anyway, we close the window, and then we just have these uproarious, just bliss. I used to wear a thin dhoti in those days. Sometimes after the kirtan, I go in the bathroom, take off the dhoti, and just literally wring it out for sweat. It was just full of sweat. But just, sweat would be pouring on the eyes, but we wouldn't even notice it. We'd such kirtans. It was just amazing. Oh, what can I say? Anyway. Just in the very early days, we just have one or two, especially in the morning program, there'd hardly be anyone there. In the evenings, people would come in, and in the mornings, it was often just one or two. There'd be the pujari and then myself leading the kirtan and following, because the whole kirtan consisted of me. So and then sometimes I'd have to go to Burma, and there were no devotees there at the time. Now there are so many. I have to stay in some Kami guest house for various reasons. So I said in the meeting, hey, look, what do I do? Many times I'm just in kirtan by myself. It's hard to get any spirit up. There's just one or two of us. We do the whole morning program, but it's hard to get the same bliss. And then Anadesha Vapu, who is now Bhakti Vidyapurna Maharaj, he said, well, we were in the same situation in Japan. He was traveling. There'd often be just one or two of us. We'd be out traveling in remote parts of Japan. They were collecting for building the Mayapur and Vrindavan and Bombay temples, and we'd just get into it. He gave that good advice, which has helped me throughout my whole life, that even if there are just one or two of you, just get into it, start dancing, and Krishna will reciprocate. So that's my advice to you. You can do it. Everyone should do kirtan. You don't have to have a beautiful voice. It's the beautiful desire to please Krishna, that's what pleases Krishna. You may not be very expert in even playing kartels, what to speak of mridanga. Anyway, if there are expert kirtan leaders around, great, let them lead. Otherwise, anyone can lead. That's the beauty of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. Anyone can sing. Even a child can take part in it. Even a dog can take part in it. Srila Prabhupada said, many dogs have taken part in the Sankirtan movement. I'm one of them. I'll just wrap this up by saying that, well, we all have to die, and my desire is, may Krishna be so kind on me that I can leave this particular body with devotees chanting in full bliss, and may I ride on the waves of kirtan back to the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada to engage in his sankirtan wherever he wants to take me. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vancha kalpatarubhyas chakripasindhubhyas vichapatitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha dante nidhaya trinakam padayo nipatya kritvacha kakushatametadaham bravimi heisadava sakala eva vihaya durat chaitanya chandra charne guru.